following up with either leads or past clients, if you don't do it, first of all, you are absolutely not maximizing the amount of money that you're making from your marketing. Whereas when you do it and you develop a strategy for it and you have scripts for it, which I've written ones for you, but you're more than welcome to tweak them, change them completely, whatever, to suit your brand or your style of communication. When you implement these things consistently and they become a part of your business operation processes, you can either automate it as well. When you get into a habit of following up leads that don't buy, and when you get into a habit of following up clients who don't rebook, and when you get into a habit of following up people that haven't been in for a certain amount of time, and you do it in the right ways, that's one of the easiest ways to increase the money that your business makes per month. And it also is basically free, because you've already paid for the advertising, you've already paid for the marketing, or you've already put in the time to attract that person. But if you're not spending that little bit of extra time, building that relationship with them and offering them other things or checking in with them, that's my first point that I'm about to make. Following up isn't necessarily or shouldn't be looked at as though you are selling. Of course, that's technically what you're doing from a business operations perspective, but from a human being perspective, following up is actually about caring about people. You have to think of it from a perspective of, hey, they wouldn't have actually reached out to me if they weren't in some way interested in what I do. So they are interested, even if they don't buy right away. They are interested. They may not be ready to buy right away, but if you never follow them up, you're never going to give them a chance to actually, one, feel like you care about them and that you're just seeing, hey, are you still interested in this? Do you still want it? Do you have any other questions that I can help you with? You've got to do it in a way that it's really non-pushy and just designed to help them and care about them. Yeah, if you're not doing it, then you could get 100 leads in that month from an ad that you're running and maybe like 10 of them were ready to buy. But if you don't follow up those other 90, you know, you're not giving them a chance to actually become ready to buy and feel like you care, and you know, maybe they changed their mind or maybe they just needed extra time to think about it, right? You don't need to come from a place of trying to sell. You need to come from a place of trying to care, basically. Say, hey, how are you? You know, I know you were interested in this at one point. Are you still interested? Or, you know, how did you go with the appointment that you had with me? Do you need anything else? Can I help you? So it's really got to come from that perspective. Number two, in order to make this work properly, it has to be done consistently. It has to become a part of your, you know, scheduled business operation. So whether it's just you in the business or whether you have a team, it doesn't matter. Back when my business was just me, when I was in the salons, I just did this every Tuesday morning, I think, or whatever the slowest time of the week was for me. That's when I booked in to do our follow-ups. And I would just go back through inquiries that we'd had the week before, or go back through emails, or go back through, you know, people that had been in 3 months ago but I hadn't seen then, and I would just send them a quick little message. And we'd always get some of those people, or not always every time, but at least, you know, most weeks we'd get at least some of those people coming back or buying something or booking a consultation. So it has to be done consistently, 30 minutes or an hour once a week, at least, for you to do follow-ups. And it could be that 1 week you follow up old leads, the next week you follow up old clients, the next week you follow up recent clients to see how they are and if they like their service, as an example. But you want to have that consistently happening. You can automate it or delegate it depending on what software you use. Like if you own, you know, a salon, or you're using CRM software, I think even online stores like Shopify, you can do this with plugins where you can set it to send a certain email after somebody has bought a certain thing, or if someone hasn't been back in a certain amount of time, you can schedule it to send out. You can kind of do it with retargeting ads as well. So if like you've got an online store, for example, you can put a Facebook pixel on there and then set it so that anyone who went to that page on that website or and didn't buy start seeing particular ads that show up in their feed. But you really want to try and stay top of mind and reach out to people more often, because if you're not doing it, you're not maximizing the money that you're making from your marketing. So you can get your team to do this as well. You can delegate it. So as I said, I used to do that as well. Then when I had a team, Tuesday mornings were usually always the slowest time for us, or Tuesday lunchtimes. It was definitely on a Tuesday. I would get my team to do the follow-ups for, you know, check in with people who had their hair extensions done when it was getting close to their maintenance time to see how their hair was going. Same thing with lashes. And then we'd check in with people who hadn't been in a certain amount of time. I did automate some of it, but I preferred to do it manually. and we used to actually, my girls would text, like send an actual text message to people because it got the best response rate, and it was, they knew that it was individual, it was coming from our number and it was being sent personally. And then when they replied, there was someone waiting there to text them back because we had that time there. Now, some of them didn't reply straight away, some of them replied later, some of them didn't reply at all. Doesn't matter. You're showing them that you care. And, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know, but you have to do it consistently to reap the rewards. So you can definitely schedule it in and delegate it to someone on your team, or you could even hire a virtual assistant for 1 hour a week to do that for you if you wanted to do that. Totally possible. So what I've done for you is I have created some scripts that you can use or take inspiration from. You can print it once again. Yeah, you can stick it up somewhere in your shop or in your office if you want to be reminded of it. And I highly recommend that even just right now after watching this video, you go into your, if you're using Google Calendar or whatever calendar or software that you're using to track your appointments or schedule out your weeks or days or months, or if you're not doing that, you should start and book it in for pick a day and a time every month. And put that in there for follow-up time and practice self-discipline. It's like my whole theme of this week, self-discipline, and make sure that it is done. And if you're like me and you don't like consistently doing the same thing over and over again every week, then do it a few times yourself to get the hang of it, but then definitely systemize it and delegate it to someone else, or consider hiring a VA or something to do it for you when you get to a point where you can comfortably afford that. And VAs are like sometimes $5 an hour from someone in the Philippines or something like that. So they're really totally a thing that anyone can do. There was one more thing, make sure you track it. Like, this is why I keep notes. Make sure you track the results you get from it too. And by tracking it, you'll be able to see how much extra that's actually bringing into your business. But once again, you have to book in that time every month to sit down and track the numbers and put that data in for that to happen. And that's something that you can outsource if it's someone in-house on your team doing it that you really, really trust with your numbers. But I always find it is better to do that kind of stuff yourself, because when you lose track of the numbers yourself, or you take yourself too far out of that, you sometimes lose track of what's going on and you don't, you know, get the ideas and the realizations that come with it. So hopefully that helps. Definitely check out the templates and let me know if you have any questions. And I'm always up for requests for new scripts and things at the moment too, or this year in general. So if and when I have time, I'm happy to whip up some little things and add them in there. All right. Have a great day. Bye.